The Minnesota State Mankato baseball team is on to their regional playoffs, and a ton of it has to do with former Hastings Raider and Vermilion native Joey Werner. As many fans saw last week in our social media channels, Werner was given two more giant honors by the Northern Sun Conference, including Conference Player of the Year and Conference Newcomer of the Year, as the Mavs prepare to head down to regionals. Werner joined KDWA Sports for a special interview on Tuesday before they got on the bus, and there's no doubt he's excited about the way his team is performing en route to earning his two awards.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun winning as a team. Having the success I have right now, it's pretty special. You don't get that every day, and it's good to see the hard work pay off. But that Conference Player of the Year means that you're the best player in the conference out of every player on each team. Newcomer of the Year is only for newcomers, so incoming freshmen, transfers like myself. I ended up getting that award too for all the offensive categories that I fulfilled this year.
And when it comes to Werner's Player of the Year nod, listen to some of these offensive statistics. Werner led the NSIC with a .434 batting average and 48 RBIs. Plus, his on-base percentage was .509 and was third in the conference in slugging at .743. Werner also finished second in the conference with 59 hits. And don't forget that 1,000 fielding percentage with no errors in right field. Werner first on that offensive approach that has helped him at the plate.
Mainly just honing in on my approach, knowing who I am as a baseball player, finding my identity. Obviously, I'm not the biggest guy, but still wanted to kind of slug for some power. So worked on my swing to get it right, hitting balls to the opposite field or the pole side. Mainly searching for good pitches and plus counts and not trying to get myself into hard counts like 0-2, 1-2, but, just getting the good pitches to hit, seeing the ball up and trying to do damage with the baseball.
And batting towards the top of the order, you'd think you'd see a few more fastballs in that spot, especially when you bat in the number two hole. But Werner has also had to adjust to the pitchers adjusting to him himself to continue that success throughout the season.
Yeah, hitting two hole all year, hitting behind our good leadoff hitter, second best hitter on our team average-wise, behind me in every other category. He's amazing. He gets on base for me. We both set the table, but I wouldn't say I get a ton of fastballs anymore hitting in that leadoff spot, but they try to work around me, try to pitch backwards. So it's still kind of honing in on that approach and not chasing, not trying to fall into what they're trying to get you into, but still getting good pitches to hit there. I'm not saying fastballs are always going to be thrown at me first pitch, but trying to still search for that fastball or that hanging breaking ball up or stay through the middle of the field.
That NSIC Player of the Year award may be one of the biggest on his mantle. But for Werner, the NSIC Newcomer of the Year in his senior season might be that much more important. That's because of the long road that some college baseball players take to eventually find their home where they feel the most comfortable playing. Werner on his long road from Hastings High School to Mankato.
Yeah, I started out at JUCO. Didn't really have a lot of offers out of high school. Wasn't the biggest dude, but started out at JUCO, played really well there. Got an offer to play Division I in Texas, so I took that up. Ended up playing a little bit here and there. I ended up tearing my meniscus down there too. Kind of forced me to come back home, be a little closer to family as I was 24 hours away from home. But I was in talks with Mankato out of JUCO, and I really like the coaches here, and they're a winning program, and I was looking to go win, go have some fun. And it wasn't easy coming in here. I really didn't know anybody, very seldom people that I knew, maybe one or two. So you kind of got to fit in as a senior at that point. But then COVID happened, and you get a second year, and that really helps you. The guys, the coaches know you. You get a little bit more comfortable. You seem to fit in a little bit more. So just being a newcomer, I know it's my second year here, but not playing in the conference at all. We didn't really play that many games, played about 13, but just kind of coming in here and fitting in for a second year was really good and kind of made me feel like I was at home here.
Let's shift from individual fun to the team. And the Minnesota State Mavericks are moving on to the regional tournament. Werner on qualifying and what's next.
Yeah, like you said, we just got done with practice here, but we're about to leave here to go to our regional tournament down in Warrensburg, Missouri. 6 teams down there, about a 7-hour drive down there. Get down there, hang out tonight, be with the guys. Got to do a bunch of COVID protocol stuff. Get to practice tomorrow down there. Get off our feet, rest up, and then 11 o'clock game on Thursday morning versus Arkansas Tech. And from there, it's a double elimination tournament, 6 teams. We ended up getting a 3 seed. I feel like we kind of got snubbed over Augustana getting a 2. But, we have to win this regional tournament to make it to the World Series and carry North Carolina June 5th. of the double elimination tournament, so we could play a lot of games, or we could play four straight and win out through here and go to the World Series. If not, then, you know, our season could come to an end this weekend.
Of course, many of us area baseball fans will be tuned in on social media or somewhere online, but once the Mavs hit the field on Thursday, how do they get past Arkansas Tech? Records mean nothing at this time of the year.
Yeah, on paper, it doesn't really mean much. Seeding, to me, really doesn't mean much. If you're a team, you make it to the postseason. You're pretty good, and if you're making to a regional, you're doing well as a team. Overall, I think for us, we don't really know much about Arkansas Tech. Their record doesn't look as good as ours. They play in a decent conference with a couple good teams in there, but they got one pitcher that's got 100 strikeouts, but he's got about 88 innings pitched. This is probably going to be the guy that goes against us, a righty. So, I mean, just sticking with our approach like we did against Augustana, Crookston, and the NSIC tournament there, and kind of swinging it well as a team, coming together 1-9, and then pitching. We're probably going to have to pitch it a little bit better than we did in the tournament. Gave out quite a few runs that wasn't seen during the regular season with the ERA that we posted. But overall, got to play clean defense and get your job done, whether it be a bunt or move a runner over or drive a run in.
We'll have more with Warner after the postseason.